This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers need to be scouting crops from inside the combine cab. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
As harvest continues to wrap up, farmers need to be scouting their fields for what things need to be changed for next year. Fortunately, the Combine Cab is the perfect mobile office to do this scouting from. Northwest Iowa Agri-Gold agronomist Jeff Morey said there are a few major things to look for in corn fields.
Yeah, so as we're running the combine across the field, we're looking at things, especially in corn, as far as standability. How is that crop holding up? The other thing we might be looking for would be, how is that crop leaning? Is it leaning from the roots, or is it a stalk that broke over? Things like that, because if you've got things leaning at the roots, did you have some wind damage, or did you possibly have some corn rootworm feeding that caused some of that leaning to happen out there? And then as far as stalks breaking off, you know, where are they breaking off at? We talked a lot about southern rust already, but there were some things out there like anthracnose stalk rot, crown rot. I saw a little bit of physoderma out there this year in some places too.
When it comes to using that information to make next year's seed decisions, Morrison Agri-Gold has some exciting additions to the 2026 seed lineup.
Agri-Gold works with what we call our Field GX families. And I think because of what we saw in southern rust this year, it's key to plant a mix of genetics. And when you look at our families, you can plant different families that will handle different stresses out there, different environmental stresses and different disease pressures out there. So you want to look at those as far as planting a mix. The other thing to keep in mind when you're looking at yield data this fall, according to our internal data, there's about an 11% chance that this year's plot winner will be next year's plot winner. So don't be chasing just those plot winners. We want to plant a mix of products out there. And Agri-Gold's got a lineup of products, and a couple I might key on would be the 638-91 and the 640-16 that are doing spectacular this year and being pretty dominant in a lot of plots north and south.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.